This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Poland condemns Russia's decision to recognize two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine and sees its actions as a threat to the whole region and the European Union, Polish President Andrzej Duda said Wednesday. Duda said, quote, Russia's actions are of great concern to us. We take them very seriously, end quote. His comments came during a news conference after signing a joint declaration with the Ukrainian and Lithuanian presidents in Kyiv. Meanwhile, Russia and the West could be moving toward a bigger confrontation in the standoff over Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
The next move in the showdown between Russia and the West over Ukraine is up to Vladimir Putin. Russian forces have moved into rebel-held areas in eastern Ukraine after Putin said he was recognizing the independence of the separatist regions. Led by the United States, Western powers drew the proverbial line in the sand, with President Joe Biden announcing
the first tranche of sanctions to impose costs on Russia.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken canceled talks with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that would have been held in Geneva later this week.
Diplomacy now rejected by Russia does not make sense.
Ominously, Russian lawmakers have authorized Putin to use military force outside Russian borders. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A delegation of senior Sudanese officials, including the deputy leader of the country's military-led ruling body, headed to Russia Wednesday for talks on cooperation, authorities said. The delegation would hold a series of talks with Russian counterparts during the visit, it said in a statement. The Northeast African country has found itself increasingly isolated since an October 25th coup that has seen foreign aid cut as part of the international community's response. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron will launch his re-election bid March 5th at an inaugural campaign rally in Marseille, sources in his party told AFP Wednesday. Macron has so far kept away from formal campaigning ahead of the April 10th first round, working around the clock in diplomatic efforts to avert a war caused by a Russian invasion of Ukraine. The declaration of his candidacy is now expected next week, just ahead of a March 4th deadline. Hong Kong reported a record number of new COVID-19 infections Wednesday as authorities announced the toughest social restrictions since the pandemic began to combat the surge. This as the city prepares for mandatory testing of all residents. Starting Thursday, residents will have to show their vaccine record to access venues, including supermarkets, malls, and restaurants, wear masks for all outdoor exercise, and they will not be allowed to remove masks to eat or drink on public transport. Hong Kong is pursuing a, quote, dynamic zero COVID, end quote, strategy, similar to mainland China, aiming to eradicate any outbreaks at all costs instead of trying to live with the virus. Taking a cue from demonstrations that paralyzed Canada's capital city for weeks, U.S. truckers Wednesday plan to embark on a 2,500-mile cross-country drive toward Washington, D.C. to protest coronavirus restrictions. Organizers of the People's Convoy say they want to, quote, jumpstart the economy, end quote, and reopen the country. Their 11-day trek will approach the Beltway around the U.S. Capitol March 5th, quote, but will not be going into D.C. proper, end quote, according to a statement. Jury deliberations start Wednesday in the federal civil rights trial of three former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd. AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
Federal prosecutor Amanda Sertich, in her closing argument, said three former Minneapolis police officers chose to do nothing as then-officer Derek Chauvin knelt on George Floyd's neck, causing Floyd's death in May of 2020. Lawyers for J. Alexander King, Tu Tao, and Thomas Lane argued their clients were too inexperienced, weren't trained properly, and did not willfully violate Floyd's rights. During the month-long trial, prosecutors worked to show that the officers violated their training, including failing to roll Floyd onto his side or give him CPR. Their lawyers pointed out their training and that Chauvin was the senior officer on the scene. The judge will instruct the jury before deliberations Wednesday. The three face trial in June on state charges of aiding and abetting a murder and manslaughter. I'm Tim McGuire.
If you'd like to know more about these or any stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.